FBI dumps ADL, SPLC. By the staff of AFP. In early October, FBI Director Kash Patel announced the nation's top federal law enforcement agency would be cutting all ties with the Anti-Defamation League ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center SPLC. The news was welcomed by many of the victims of these two groups. For far too long, these two organizations have lied about and smeared conservative groups and individuals, destroying lives while promoting a radical leftist agenda. In an interview with Fox News on the subject, Patel said, former FBI Director James Comey disgraced the FBI by writing love letters to the ADL and embedding agents with an extreme group functioning like a terrorist organization and the disgraceful operation they ran spying on Americans. That was not law enforcement, it was activism dressed up as counterterrorism, and it put Americans in danger. Since its founding in 1913, the ADL has targeted good Americans and organizations, like this newspaper, that didn't toe the group's stridently liberal and pro-Israel line. That era is finished, said Patel. This FBI formally rejects Comey's policies and any partnership with the ADL. Patel was largely responding to the ADL denigrating conservative individuals like billionaire Elon Musk and activist Charlie Kirk, who was killed recently by a crazed leftist madman. The ADL, however, has a long history of waging secretive spying campaigns and conspiring with radical leftist administrations, all in an effort to destroy good patriots and organizations, going so far as to label even congressmen as extremists for merely representing their American constituents. Patel's move prompted the ADL to take down from its website its controversial Glossary of Extremism and Hate, which encourages government and private industry to censor and isolate conservatives that the group doesn't like. If that wasn't good enough, Patel announced on October 3 that the FBI also was terminating its long-standing partnership with the SPLC. Patel announced the SPLC had turned into a smear machine. Their so-called hate map has been used to defame mainstream Americans and even inspired violence. That disgraceful record makes them unfit for any FBI partnership. In explaining his decision, Patel said the SPLC has long promoted an anti-Christian bias, and, in years past, has manipulated law enforcement into unconstitutionally targeting legitimate, peaceful Christian groups. I made it clear that the FBI will never rely on politicized or agenda-driven intelligence from outside groups, and certainly not from the SPLC, concluded Patel. Under this FBI, all ties with the SPLC have officially been terminated. The SPLC maintains an online so-called hate map that defames many good, patriotic American individuals and organizations. The SPLC's map has been used by Charity Watch organizations to discourage Americans from supporting decent, law-abiding nonprofits that are conservative. In the past, AFP and its sister organization, the Foundation TO Defend the First Amendment, have been targets of the SPLC's smear machine. For too long, patriotic Americans and organizations have had to face the lies and defamation put out by the likes of the ADL and SPLC. By distancing the FBI from these groups, Patel has done a great deed for everyday Americans, especially those that have been hurt by radical left-wing organizations like these two.